It's Monday, the 2nd of June, and I'm Tonata Kavila with your 1 p.m. news. The Minister of Home Affairs, Lucia Ipumbu, has called on towns and local authorities to prioritize hosting trade shows and expos. She says they help grow local economies, support small businesses and boost tourism, as well as attract investment. Ipumbu was speaking at the official opening of the Oshakati Totem Expo on Saturday.
Every local authority in Namibia, whether large or small, should make it a priority to host a trade show in its region. You can choose your own theme, whether it's cultural, whether it's business focused. Some choose tourism, others choose traditions, because all these activities tie in well with the various key sectors of our economy. And this also can be done to stimulate local economies and empower small and businesses.
Both Namibia and South Africa's national research entities have signed a 5-year partnership to address shared priorities in energy, digital health, agro-food systems, and space science. Here's the CEO of the National Commission on Research, Science and Technology, Professor Anisha Peters, with more.
This collaboration will, amongst others, be for joint calls for collaborative research projects in the fields of mutual interest to promote collaboration. We will also be doing joint delivery of activities under the Science Granting Council's initiative of Sub-Saharan Africa, as well as the Global Research Council, of which both of us are members, and we will do some capacity strengthening, partnership building, as well as exchange of staff, scientists, researchers, and experts to support development of science, technology, and innovation in both of our countries.
Over in South Africa, the Democratic Alliance's Defence Minister Angie Motshekga's delay in holding the long-promised defence industry Lekgotla is worrying as the country's defence industry faces a sharp decline. Revenue dropped from 19.5 billion in 2016 to 12.5 billion rand in 2020. DA spokesperson Chris Hetting.
Despite commitments to Parliament, the deadline came and went with no explanation. Jobs, innovation and national security are at risk. The DA demands urgent action from the Minister. Set the binding date, update the public and end the silence. We simply cannot afford further delay.
Then the death toll from devastating flooding in a market town in Nigeria's north has risen to at least 200. Dokwa resident Musa Madza told Reuters he lost about 20 people in the devastation.
What we have suffered here is only God who knows the value of even materials. We have not even talked about human lives.
Like how many lives lost?
Nobody can tell you, but I think it's in hundreds. I lost about 20 people.
And global airlines have lowered their profit forecast for 2025, blaming trade tensions and falling consumer confidence. The International Air Transport Association, IATA, now expects airlines to make $36 billion in profit this year, down from $36.6 billion. Reuters reports that the airlines also criticized ongoing delays in aircraft deliveries. Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.